Everybody's talking about AI right now, and I'm not going to be some outlier, but I want to say something because I haven't heard this said yet. If it hasn't been said, congrats to me because I said it first. I'm just kidding. But here's the deal, okay? I think of the world in terms of problem solving. Not really, but maybe in the modern world, right? The modern world has sort of, I'd say humans up to this point throughout all of human history have been, have had their measured value in proportion to their ability to trade a good or a service. So like goods and services have been what humans have provided to each other for like centuries, for millennia. And the social exchange therein maybe isn't appropriate. So like maybe you have like caste system in, systems in India where it's like you just did the good or you did the trade, but you weren't treated respectfully there, right? But like human beings, if you follow with me for a second, human beings have always been offering goods and services to other people. This is like how we've functioned for generations. Well, what happens in human history, in the world, when all of a sudden a human being with has, if a human being has a certain skill and a certain ability to do something, but a machine can do everything that that person can do 10 times better. Well, then that person's skill is now not only invalidated, but then every person with that skill is invalidated. Okay. And so what happens is every single person that, let's say as an example, I'll use factory labor as an example. There are probably millions, tens, maybe hundreds of millions of people working in factories right now. And the reason they're doing that is they're working a really simple task, but there aren't machines that have the ability to do human reasoning or neural reasoning to be able to do, to solve small problems like, I don't know, inspections on a conveyor belt, something like that, right? If you were to be able to replace that with a machine instead of a human, no human would ever be able to do that job. And that skill would actually be completely removed from the labor market. Now, where does this lead to? Okay. This leads to a very concerning social order where there are only two kinds of people that exist, which are producers and consumers. So what do I mean by that? Right now, everybody out there, hopefully, is a producer and a consumer. Most people. So all the producers and all the consumers in the world right now, we're all intermingled. We're all together. Okay. So people go to a job and they produce something. They offer a good, offer a service, offer labor, whatever. And then they consume. They maybe consume food, car insurance. I mean, you know, a Disneyland trip, whatever, their rent. Okay. So the world is made up of producers and consumers. But the problem is, what happens when the consumers and the producers are no longer intermingled, right? If I'm a producer and I'm also a consumer, but all of a sudden the labor market takes away the ability for me to produce, then all I become is a consumer. So as a more broad example, let's say 100 years from now, if I was a mechanic in, I'm not, but let's say I was a mechanic in like, I don't know, 2050, and then like by 2070, there were no mechanics and I was a master mechanic, then my ability to fit into the labor market has been completely removed from me. And now there is no way for me to produce using the skills that I have. And so I can't be a producer anymore. And if I can't be a producer anymore, the only thing I can be is a consumer because there's no ability for me to produce. I can't contribute to the labor market. So there's only consumers and there's only producers. Do you see what I'm saying? So there, you have the producers that produce and you have the consumers that consume. And that's it. And then guess what happens? You get into some scary territory because then the producers have all the measures and levers of access to resources. And the crazy thing about the producers, and this is where it gets scary, is they can produce everything for themselves. Some people out there have played games like Factorio and Satisfactory. You know where I'm going with this. But as an example with Apple, Apple, within the next 20 years, could completely remove their probably human labor from their entire production of an iPhone. So what do I mean? Well, an iPhone requires, you know, mining from, unfortunately, illegal labor overseas sometimes, right? Which is really tragic. But then, you know, all the you know, materials have to get shipped to China, so, or wherever, so that they, or Taiwan or whatever, so that the semiconductors can get built and all the materials get made. And then human beings and some robots put them together. And then all of those iPhones that get put together get brought, shipped, you know, using human labor in planes and boats, get shipped overseas, over here to the US or to all over the world. And then those phones get put into stores, right? Using human labor. Well, what if you could completely remove all of the human beings from that? Apple would never need a single human being to do any of its production because it mines all its resources for all its machines, for all its robots. It does all its software engineering internally. And so eventually you basically have a satisfactory or factorial level factory that runs itself, that doesn't have any human interaction. And then they just print iPhones. You know, do you see what I'm saying? And then there's no ability for any humans to produce along the way. And so you end up with just no, there's no production from humans. You just have companies producing, but then all the humans that can't produce anything just become consumers. And so then all the people, and this gets really scary when it comes to things like the food production, because like what happens if like companies just make all the food and like you can't even, you could maybe grow your own food, I suppose, but you can see what I mean when it gets to the point where it's like you only have producers and consumers in the world. It's like, then what? Well, then all of the consumers are kind of stuck because they're completely reliant on the producers. So you have the producers and the consumers, and that's it. And you're either one or the other. And it's freaky, dude. Like, I would like to hope I'm wrong, but that's how I see it. And a lot of these guys that are billionaires, these big guys going, AI is not going to take jobs. They're saying that because they don't want people to freak out. And not that you should freak out, but it would be of benefit to rapidly start considering what you could produce that AI couldn't. It would just be a wise decision. I'm not saying AI is going to just take over everything in 5 years. Some people keep saying that. I don't know. All I'm saying is that very simple skills are likely going to get outsourced very quickly. I mean, they're probably looking at that stuff right now. And so the most optimal solution right now to the problem is figuring out ways to produce in ways that AI can't. And then just stay ahead of the curve. Find ways to produce something, anything, a product or a service that an AI cannot do. I'm trying a business model for something that isn't related to the Leviathan's Deep at all, that I don't think an AI can do. And eventually, if it could, I could get bought out. I could sell my company. And so that's fine. But like I said, this is stuff that like people really need to start considering, because if we're not careful, like, and we aren't paying attention, like, you know how there's all these layoffs with the economy and stuff like that right now because of software engineers losing their jobs. I mean, there's tons of content on the internet about this. It's true. Those are not temporary. Those jobs are gone forever. Like forever. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of these companies can just use an open source platform to train an AI, and then they don't have to hire anyone, and they don't have to outsource the AI by subscription. Apple doesn't have to pay anybody to have its own software engineering department. Do you see what I'm saying? Because they can just build their own through AI and just have their own full stack development team, just not necessarily for free, but they just have their own. And so it comes down to that simple dichotomy of producers and consumers. And I don't think I need to elaborate on how risky that could be, not just for places like the United States and the free world, but the whole world. Because what happens when the whole world becomes split into two groups of producers and consumers? The people that have skills that don't matter because an AI can do it better, and the people that have the factories to produce those skills. See what I mean? This is partly one of the reasons I wonder if why real estate has become so valuable, not necessarily houses, but also, like, I'm not going to get all into it. Like, Bill Gates, I think, bought up a ton of farmland forever ago because these people trying to produce, they want to produce everything. And, like, at some point, it's just who owns the factories that makes the things and then who has to consume that. And you can see how there becomes a really dangerous social contract where the producers go, actually, if you want to eat, we need you to sign this document saying you're not going to do this. If you want to eat, we're actually going to do this. And essentially, the producers just get full control over the consumers. They could just decide whatever they want to do. And the consumers are helpless. They have nothing they can do. And you can see how this would become a serious problem. And so how do we fix this? I would say, I don't know. If this is too, if I'm completely wrong, I would love to be wrong on this. I would love to be wrong. And I would love to eat my words in 10 years. But I would say that the only solution right now for people, I would think, is to consider ways that they can learn a skill that an AI can't take over in the short term and try to stay above water, because AI is going to take over very small jobs right now, like things like software engineering. But AI can't do things at the moment. Like, I know this is really silly and I'm not advocating all of these things, but as examples, cutting hair isn't something an AI can do. You know, going, at least right now, from what I'm aware of, you know, working on a car, like actually taking parts in and out of a car, AI can't do that from what I understand, right? But over time, those things are going to change. And it's like, what are things that AI can't do? What is it that I can do? Are there things that I can produce? If I can produce it, can I produce it at a higher throughput? You know, like, these are the questions that I think people should consider asking themselves. Like I said, if this is to come to fruition, it's just a theory, but it's a theory that I'm rolling with.